What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Matt.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. We'll go ahead and get things started with hot topics. What are we talking about today?
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to get started off, well, let's start off with this about the singer. How you say her name? BB Reba?
I think it's Rexha.
Rexha? Oh, okay. So she basically ended her show after a fan threw their phone on stage, striking her in the face. And she ended up receiving 3 stitches and the fan was arrested. But then the fan ended up coming out and just said he thought it would be funny. I'm like, he threw that phone at her hard too. And that's messed up. Like, why would you do that? But yeah, that's messed up.
People do it all the time though.
Yeah, and it's gonna make it harder for a child sooner or later. They're gonna be like, no phones.
Right.
But yeah, I thought that was just like something crazy because he decked that ass. I was like, damn. But moving along, do you want to talk about the wrestle situation with Kimura?
We can.
So if y'all don't know, basically Russell Wilson, well, the kids came out. So Ming, the oldest one, she came out. And
not Russell Wilson.
Not Russell Wilson, my bad. Russell Simmons, y'all. So Russell Simmons' oldest daughter, Ming Lee, she posted a happy Father's Day to Kimura. And I thought that was a little petty. I'm just like, child, so they must be having issues. That's what I automatically assumed. And so basically, the little sister, how do you say her name? Aiko?
Aoki.
Aoki. So she basically came out and she had a whole video of basically just saying like how she has been there for her dad and he has been nothing but terrible to her and he's not a good person. So if y'all don't know, Russell Simmons is suing Kimura Lee. I don't know if he still is, but he was suing her in regards to the business that he was in with Kimura Lee Simmons and her white husband at the time. About the Celsius brand. And so I guess there was issues there. Mind you, he do have those sexual allegations out too. So he moved to Bali and he hasn't been back since. So they're basically saying like he just calls them, threatens them, just cusses them out, you know, say a whole bunch of stuff. Which I believe. And Aoki did post like some receipts, like a screen recording of her dad like going off on her. Ain't no telling what he was saying. One of the words, I did read some of the words he was saying. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but he was saying some things. But she did mute the sound, so you couldn't hear it at all. And then Kimura ended up coming out basically saying like, I didn't really too much watch like her full thing, but did you watch it?
Yeah.
What she was saying?
Girl. But she basically was just talking about how she was supporting him all these years, like all this time. Taking care of the kids as well as, I guess she was giving him money as well for like a long time. And he used to always, you know, give her props. And now all of a sudden the past few years since they stopped speaking, he's been just like being real negative towards her. And then when he cut the kids off, the girls off or whatever, first financially and then he stopped talking to them for the most part, it got to be, that's when their relationship got really strained. Like, Aoki was still in high school at the time, but was modeling and was in some country or whatever. And he literally cut off her debit card while she was in that country. So she was stranded with no money. Yeah. And when she reached out to him, he was like, oh, well, tell your mom to stop stealing my money, or tell your mom to da 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 and stuff like that. So just being real nasty toward them and stuff like that. And yeah, so it's just sad.
Yeah, that is sad that he'll take it that far and take it out on his kids. But did you hear about this? So Meghan Markle allegedly faked her podcast interviews.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what do they mean? So she was actually interviewing people on there? I thought it was just her.
No, they said basically she was, her producers were actually asking the guests the questions, and then she was going in after the fact and recording her questions.
Right, okay. So, but I didn't know she was actually, the only time I ever heard snippets of it, it was just her. Like, not her interview.
She had, like, Mariah Carey on there at one point, and...
Yeah, I ain't keep up with it.
That's the only time I knew. I never paid attention to it, but I know that got headlines because they're talking about being mixed race and light skinned and stuff. That was like a year ago. I don't know.
Allegedly.
It was probably just like a scheduling thing. Like, that way she
didn't
have to
do it if she knows she can't do it.
That way she didn't have to be on. Whenever the other person's on, she can still get the questions answered and just record it. It's actually kind of smart, honestly.
I guess, but it's just like, you signed up for this. But well, hey, yeah, it worked out.
It didn't, though, because she lost the Spotify contract, so they're no longer doing it.
Oh, well.
That's what the headline's talking about. Yeah. So that happened.
What did you think about the whole Johnny Blaze and Megan
thing? Oh, that thing with the drug test?
Yeah, so if y'all don't... Go ahead.
I don't know. It was just like an interview, right?
Okay, yeah. So basically what happened was... Okay, so if y'all don't know, Johnny Blaze was on Megan. I don't know if Megan James, that's her last name. So Megan James from Bad Girls Club podcast. And she asked her, well, she basically told her, yeah, so your ex was trying to call you a crackhead. So you're not a crackhead no more, right? And Johnny was like, no, I smoke weed. And she was just like, oh, okay, so you're clean. Okay, so do you mind taking a drug test? We have a drug test. And she was like, our makeup artist on set, she's, gonna help you. And she was like, what's your name? She didn't even know the makeup artist name on set. And then she told her name. She was like, April's gonna help you, or whatever like that. So everybody like dogging Megan, like, why would you ask that girl, is she a crackhead? Why would you have her take a test? And why would Johnny accept to take the test? So basically what came out was Megan came out basically saying that she only asked her that because Johnny told her to ask her that. But then Johnny was just like, because I guess Megan was trying to say she begged to be on the podcast, but Johnny was like, I asked, you know, to be on the podcast. So basically, where is it? So basically, Johnny Blaze revealed like her receipts. Megan revealed her receipts of like the text messages and stuff. And Megan was just like, basically, I guess when Megan caught wind of it, she was just like, you're just like letting them dog me. Like, you're not even saying nothing. And then that's when, I have to find it. Basically, it was just receipts going back and forth or whatever. So they did have like a little back and forth. And at first, Johnny was saying, before the receipts came out, Johnny was like, basically saying like, she kept it cute, you know. She's not trying to catch a lawsuit, basically, or whatever. But then that's when Megan put the receipts out, like, hold on, y'all saying all of this, and she's the one that told me to ask her, you know?
Yeah, I didn't see the receipts or anything, so I don't know.
I did, but I can't find the page that I seen it on. Because Megan did post receipts of the text messages, and I cannot remember what blog page posted it, but I'll find it.
We'll put it on screen. But yeah, that's crazy. Either way,
it was just weird.
It was real weird.
That would have been on the weird things of our interview, Megan interviews, because all of her interviews are weird. She asked Young Jock, she was like, "Yeah, so how did you survive off of one hit for all these years?"
I remember,
the way she just asked the questions, and it's like, girl, what? But when you like know Meg, like if you've watched Bad Girls Club, she literally acts the same way. Like Megan, like I will say, like she's definitely like, yeah, no, like I don't want to fight, but like I like Megan will definitely fight. But Megan always kind of, she's not dumb, but she gives me kind of like in between a little bit. Like she gives me black, like she's black, but then like sometimes it seemed like the valley be popping up in her or something like that. I don't know. Megan's kind of, I don't know. But yeah, that situation was weird. But moving along, girl. So how you feel about the people missing? So it's 5 people missing at the Subversible.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The 5 people that went traveling to see the Titanic wreckage reportedly only have 40 hours of oxygen left.
That's sad.
You didn't hear about that?
I see it. No. I've seen people aboard missing Submerside traveling. I don't know. Submarine child. Either way,
they got billionaires on there.
I hope they got their wheels in order. Why would you want to go see that? People with money be doing the dumbest shit. I don't care. I hope they survive. Of course, I don't want them to die or nothing. But yeah, what is y'all wasting y'all money on? Why would you want to go see that?
The thing is, will they survive though? Because they said it's bolted from the inside. So how the hell were y'all planning to get out of this thing when y'all landed? Like, is there a timing frame? Because they went from 96 hours to 40. They have 40 hours of oxygen left. They were only supposed to be gone between 8 to 10 hours or 10 to 11 hours, something like that.
Girl, so
why would y'all want to see the Titanic? See, my thing is, I would never be in that predicament because black people weren't even on the Titanic.
They were at the very bottom and they died immediately because they got hit with that water immediately. They didn't even make it outside the boat because they were the ones underneath that got hit by the water first.
I passed. No.
The Titanic was not really even the Titanic. Titanic was faked. Y'all research. Come on now. What was it? JP Morgan? Was it JP Morgan? Was that the man? The bank man?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a conspiracy theories episode. We're just going to talk about all the conspiracy theories we're into. And that's one of them. The Titanic.
You follow that one TikTok man. He's like obsessed with the Titanic stuff. And
you told me about it before because you talked about the Titanic a lot.
But I was just so into his TikToks. They were very interesting.
The Titanic was not actually that. It was some other boat that had deformities, but he wanted to make sure he got his insurance payout. So that's why him and all his people did not go on that boat ride. They stayed their ass right at home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Was it JP Morgan or was it Chase? No, JP Morgan. Like the actual man.
That's crazy.
Look, do y'all research. Anyway, I hope those people survive. I don't know.
One of them is like a billion. Okay, one of them is the CEO and Harding. Wait, hold on. Sources tell us the CEO and Harding are also acquainted with Shahzada Dawood and his son, who are two of Pakistan's most prominent families. Mind you, the stepson, the son of one of them that's missing, is at a damn concert and was like, oh yeah, I know my family, they'll be okay, I'm not missing this concert for nothing in the world. I just seen something like that. I said, what in the,
that's crazy.
It's crazy. I pray for them, but hey, even if they get to them, they're bolted from the inside. Please.
They have a way to get them out. I think they're just, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, but they said, why would they say it's bolted from the end? Why would they say that though? If it's a way out.
I think to let you know it's like watertight. I don't know.
But they said even if they, I don't know. That's a mess. I hope, prayers to them. We still got some time left.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, what you think about this Saucy Santana thing? So basically, Saucy Santana, they said Scamiano. So this is what the thing reads. So it say Memphis organization calls out Saucy Santana for allegedly skipping a booking and refusing to return funds, claims they will sue. So they basically said they booked Santana. I guess Santana left his. Okay, so let me read it. Now, I'm going to just read it. Dear Saucy Santana, not a public apology, not even come down to the lobby to look me in the face to apologize. We took our board members to the table with your manager and booking manager. They too realized how manipulative they tried to be. Your team simply dropped the ball. She let it be known that you missed the flight because you left your wallet. I don't be this person, but these are taxpayer dollars and not private monies that you all owe. My suggestion is dealing with this today. So they basically put out the receipts. Here's the contract stated how much money they owe Santana for the booking and when the appearance will take place, basically. So it looks like they gave him... So here, okay, in the contract, it states specifically that if the agreement is not met, the artist will owe 100% of the money back to the promoter. So they gave him $14,500. Wait, proof of the first payment sent to Santana's team. So $14,500. His accommodations. I gotta go through this. First, it was Santana's $2,000 worth of show accommodations, including one bottle of Casa Azul, two bottles of Don Julio 1942, and a box of Popeye's fried chicken. He also had on there, which I thought was really funny, Degree deodorant spray, woman. he said 50 buffalo wings, Mal, into go boxes, three hookahs. Flavors, blueberry, vanilla, blueberry, mint, and watermelon. He had orange juice, apple juice, one case of Coca-Cola,
a fruit tray,
12 cans of Red Bull, three white. Okay, so that was the other stuff. So the money to pay for the booking was given to the venue by the city of Memphis, which was $30,000. They did all that to get Santana. Wow. Santana is that girl. Let me stop. I do like Santana, but dang, they went to the mayor for the money. But
it was like a Juneteenth event, so they were having like, well, yeah, like, you know, like a city event.
Oh, got you. Well, got you. My thing is, I feel like I need more clarification because Santana trying to say that they didn't give him all the money. I'm not sure. I'm trying to wait till it's low, but
I mean, I don't think they would. I'm pretty sure they gave a down payment and then he gets the rest of the money at the show is usually how those go. So
they're saying that he owes all the money due to the fact that in the contract it says you will owe 100%.
Okay.
So
in the event that the artist fails to appear, 100% of the show money is guaranteed to be refunded to the purchaser. That's the actual verbiage from the contract. And then within the cancellation, in the event the artist's cancellation, the deposit payment, if any, shall be returned promptly, excluding booking or agency fees. If purchaser cancels the performance less than 30 days before the performance, purchaser will pay the artist 50% of the guaranteed fee of the performance. If purchaser cancels the performance, that doesn't matter. The parties agree that such payments are reasonable in consideration of anticipation of actual harm caused by cancellation and difficulties in proving the actual. So I don't know if
you don't know if what
if it's saying it's the full amount or the deposit, because that's
Either way, he owed them some money.
Yeah, definitely the deposit back. That's crazy if they're saying he owes the full amount. I mean, if that's what it says and that's what he signed, fine. But like, you know, I agree. Definitely should pay back what he was given already, though.
But in your wallet, Santana, you couldn't send nobody to get your wallet. You want?
I mean, because he couldn't fly. You'd have to have his ID.
You're right.
Because it was a commercial flight. Anyway, real quick, let's touch on a few things.
With that shade.
I want to touch on. Me and you have talked about this, but obviously we haven't talked about it on the pod. Summer and Meech. Let's just do a quick recap. This girl was posted up in a car with Meech's chain on. Summer DM'd the girl asking about said chain. Girl said, I've never even had a conversation with Meech. I got the chain from like one of his bodyguards or whatever. He had it and I was talking to him and he let me wear it and sit in the car and chill and talk to them, whatever. Eventually Summer's like, oh, okay. And Summer said DMs for the world to see to let us know what old girl said. At some point, Meech DMs a blog site telling them to take the stop posting about the situation. He has a whole girlfriend and he did not talk to that ugly ass girl. That's important. So the girl who was posted up with the chain posted the screenshots between her and Meech of them hatching said plan for her to say that it was the bodyguard and that she never saw him before. He literally asked her for her number. She's like, you can just talk to me on Instagram. Like, you got curved, my dude. And so,
and don't forget the Cash App. He said he'll cash out.
He was gonna Cash App her. She also talked about how they ended up being in a hotel together at the Ritz after he hung up, but being on FaceTime with Summer, hung up with his girl, went upstairs with old girl. And Summer been real quiet except to post a picture of her and Meech together. And Meech left a comment under like the new stuff on a blog. I screenshotted it. I have it. What did he say? He said, y'all need help and will believe anything. Summer ain't going nowhere and everybody can go back to their fucked up lives and keep hating. We on vacation. Mind you, he said y'all believe anything under the screenshots the girl posted from his verified Instagram account in which he's hatching said plan. All right, cool. So we're going to believe what we read because that's what you typed.
Right.
All right. Why are our lives fucked up?
Why you can't just
we don't the one that got caught up, Buki.
You shouldn't have caught that girl. You shouldn't have called that girl ugly.
Period. That's what kept your mouth shut. Because I would do the same thing. If I was her,
kept me cute. Because I'm not even gonna lie, I'm not even that girl. But if I was, you said what?
I am that girl. Well, I'm petty as hell.
Proceeds out because you said what? Ugly. Oh.
like that ugly ass girl.
Who did you take up to the Ritz Carlton when you hung up with Summer?
Per. Like,
and you gotta cash out from him.
Listen, do your thing, old girl. I'm about to follow you on Instagram right now.
Meech is giving in. What is Meech giving? What is Meech giving? Meech is giving, I won't even say a eater, but he giving a eater.
He is. He literally asked for her phone number. Like, come on now. And then got curved. She said, you could just call me here. Like, you don't need all that. Like,
But you think she did that because she already know what he got going on with Summer and stuff.
I think she just didn't want him to have her number.
Yeah.
Because for what?
Right.
I don't need you reaching out to me later, period. It's real easy to mute and block somebody on Instagram. You can block them from any page they create. You know what I'm saying? Right. That phone number, once they got that number, they can really keep running it up. She knew what she was doing. She was playing the long game. And I respect that. I like a go-getter. Go ahead. I'm a girl's girl.
But on the other hand,
you messing with somebody, man's.
Exactly. So, you know, we don't mess with that now. Nah, but
come on now.
You can't be out here. Summer, this is what I'm saying. You can't be out here trying to low-key be wifey to an eater. You can't.
How are you DMing another girl?
And then you was just on Carisha Please doing all that. I pack a bag and I'm out. Oh, I guess that's only for certain niggas.
That's only certain after the seventh, eighth, tenth time. It's not, no, girl. I'm right out. It takes... All right, we've seen.
He made it up with a trip, just like Jason said. Mm-hmm. Y'all can make up with a bag. I had to change the weather, meaning, listen. Yeah, this ain't no make up with a bag. Make up with a vacation. This a relocate your family to where my wife wants to go, where she feel comfortable.
No, it's none of that.
We're gonna
Boyfriend. For a boyfriend of 3 months, it's none of that. Girl. It's very much moving on. Anyway,
and you know what, I'm like, I'll give it to the end of Summer, but Summer being a goofy, so Summer may play it may go a little further than the end of Summer.
Didn't I say till Christmas they're gonna take Christmas pictures? Come on now,
girl. I'm so like, she's so, what
she
do you think
DM'd
it is for
that
her?
Girl,
because I just listened to this whole album. Summer is a dang, I don't know where she is.
She's an Aries.
She's right before me.
April 11th.
That explains why she's not me. But with Summer, it's just like she can't find a good man to save her life.
And it's not only that, but she's I'm gonna stick beside him. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. You're not gonna embarrass me on the internet. I can look goofy in front of my friends, but you take it too damn far. When she did it, when she DM'd the girl, she DM'd the girl, then she posted the screen. So not only were you trying to get your own satisfaction with that, but then you took it upon yourself to post it. We wouldn't have really even been so invested had you not done that. Now you look goofy as hell.
Because wait,
clear his name, basically.
Okay, so did the girl post the chain first? Or she only posted that? Oh, okay.
The girl just posted up in the chain. Okay. So then Summer DM'd her.
She playing the role the whole 100%. Nah, because that wasn't needed. She ain't have to post that, but she did.
It wasn't, but I don't think it was viral. I didn't see her in the chain. I saw the messages first, and then eventually we saw the pictures. I saw the picture of her in the chain. I feel like a few people saw it. Summer saw it.
I don't know.
Summer got mad.
With the messages on it first.
With the messages, yeah. It was the messages is what went viral. It was not the chain. So it was probably posted in my close friends. It got passed around within her little circle. And right. Summer took it upon herself to take it to the world. No, she did. She brought that upon herself. And now look at her. dumb
but
as
Summer
him.
Always do that. Like just Summer like literally Lyndon. Always brings. But you know what? She is a stick. I'm a step beside him, and I'm going to defend him because well, she's not defending London to all his baby mm-hmm. mamas, and I should selling them out just like the rest of them.
Just like they was. It'd be sad.
And yeah. Summer is like. I don't want to spend too much time to talk about Summer. I love yeah, her. I just love her music. But yeah, that was just quick. I love her music.
Another thing
with her, go ahead. I don't know. That's it.
Another thing I want to touch on real quick is your favorite, Ari and Tatiana. Tiana.
I don't want to eat my carrot cake. Why I can't eat on here?
Cause you had me waiting on this girl had me waiting on her over an hour before we started. I haven't had dinner yet, waiting on this heifer, and now she wants to sit up here and eat. Fuck no, you gonna wait? Exactly. she want to eat because anyway. if you know, you know. Now, damn, what the fuck was I gonna say?
Ari
leaked old girl number because she felt a way that Tiana had Ari blocked, and Tiana had Ari's son out, and Ari couldn't get a hold of him. Now, I don't care for Ari. We know this. Now, would I have done a similar thing had I been pissed off? Sure. So I can't really condemn her, and I said that. Because I love a messy girl. I love a petty move. My problem is, I think her anger is directed at the wrong person. Herb was also out of town and did not tell Ari. Herb does not make sure that it's communicated properly and that things are set up appropriately to where these right. things don't happen. The beef should be with Herb. She was contacting him and couldn't get a hold of him either. I would have posted that nigga number. Now what? Come on now. That's what I would have done. I would have taken that on the baby daddy. Because the baby daddy's the problem. We don't got to be friends, me and old girl. I don't care. I was trying to get in contact with my son. You're out of town. He's supposed to be with you. You're the one in charge, whether you're there or not, as the parent. You didn't make sure that everything was set up
and
properly.
And her was purposely ignoring her. That's why you couldn't get in contact with nobody.
And that's why I would have posted the number. There it goes.
Exactly. Because posting Tiana's number literally did nothing. You just got, just be
And you still
honest.
Gonna be blocked with my new number. Now you won't even have the new number.
Right. Right. Look, I was thinking about it. I was like, she like, this is exactly why she don't got my number. And
that's
she ain't
why she
gonna
She's like, not gonna even get the new number to be able to do it again because you act a fool. She don't like her, which is fine, understandable. No. But she don't keep that same energy for her when he's the one that cheated on
Never
her.
Do. The last time I seen her do that energy to her was when their altercation little video, like the police video came out. That was the last time. Other than that, Herb going to the birthday parties. Her and her like brothers. Well, what? If y'all like brothers, why you can't get along with Tiana? Just be honest. You don't like her. You can't get past the fact that he cheated on you with her. I mean, yeah, he cheated on you with her while you were pregnant, going through postpartum. Well, having given birth to the baby and all of that. Well, by the time your son was a baby, Tiana was around your son since he was a baby.
Right.
So if you can't get past that, that's cool. But stop trying to act like you just so, you don't have no problem with her. Because everything is a problem and it's always to her. Did you have a baby with Tiana or her? I'm confused. Because at the end of the day, Herb should have told her that he was going out of town.
I hope y'all
you
can
need
hear
to pay
her,
that over her, not her, because he was left with he left with me and he in good hands. My thing right. is, yes, you should be able to call your child or whatever. I'm not saying that. It's just how Ari be going about it with things. Like I just don't get the point of posting the number. I don't get it. You was being petty.
Were just being petty, which is fine.
Just admit it. My thing is, she trying to, if y'all were in the same position or whatever, just admit you were being petty.
We don't do that.
If you were that concerned, exactly. And if you were that concerned, it would have been other ways
to do it. The ones that do that, the ones that act like that and really just be beefed up about the girl and not having the same smoke for the nigga, be the ones that want the nigga. I'm beefed up in my belly right now. You know why? Because I don't want that man. Y'all don't keep that same energy. It don't make no sense.
So she can keep doing this whole, Ari and Moneybagg, so much goals. Y'all can keep wishing that if y'all won't.
I haven't seen them together in a minute. I mean, I don't follow either of them, but they haven't made it to the blogs in a minute.
He did just recently do an interview with Angie Martinez.
Said that he cheated. But yeah, it's weird. That was a really weird encounter. Don't condone that. I definitely think y'all should hold the men accountable the same way y'all hold the women, because
exactly,
he's the one who did it. I mean, be for real. She didn't cheat. She was the cheatee, not the cheater. But anyway, was there anything else you wanted? Did you want to touch on Suki real quick? Or are we good?
We're good.
All right then, shout out to Suki, that's all I'll say.
Shout out to Suki and her well-being.
That's gonna wrap up Hot Topics, so we will go on and get into our next segment. We were talking earlier today, all the stuff we came up with today, so if it's not prepared, well, I'm prepared. Are you prepared?
Prepare for what now?
The rest of the show.
I am. Okay, wait. Breaking news. The people that was on the whatever that shit called, they used a $30 Logitech game controller for the steering. $30?
Why'd they have a controller down there?
They're set up for failure. I just want to say.
Oh, that's what they used right then?
Yeah, that's what they use down now.
And that's why they're stuck? Got you.
And that's exactly why they're stuck. Right. Okay. Got you. Moving right along.
Anyway, everything we came up with was just today. So look at us go. Anyway, we were going to do basically, I don't know what I'm going to title this. I called it like a Young Money battle, but I don't think I'm really keeping that. Either way, the three songs that Nicki, Wayne, and Drake are all on, we were kind of discussing who we thought had the best verse on the songs. We did Only, Truffle Butter, and Seeing Green. We just debated doing No Frauds as well, but No Frauds wasn't really fair because Nicki's verse was way longer than theirs, and it was more of a diss record, so she, you know, was going in. So I just feel like it wasn't like evenly yoked. But with those three, I put them in order, first, second, last, as far as how I think the verses go. So I guess we'll start with Only. I think, we'll start from the top. I'd say I felt like Nicki had the best verse on Only.
Okay, I felt like, I'm supposed to go, right? Okay, I felt like Drake had the best verse on Only.
I said Drake had second best.
Nicki got second best. Listen, I'm a Barb, don't eat me up. I love Nicki to death. But Drake,
y'all not gonna believe her,
the whole,
please.
He ate that verse. I'm sorry. But yeah, I got Nicki second, and then I love me some Lil Wayne, but I put him last on Only.
We love all these songs and all these verses. So we're not saying any of them are bad. We just had to
put them in order. Right.
Yeah. So next we'll do Truffle Butter. For me, I said best verse was Wayne.
I did too. I said best verse was Wayne, even though Nicki snapped.
Yeah, I have Nicki as second best.
I do too. I have Nicki second, and then I have Drake third for that.
Obviously.
One.
And then for Seeing Green, I said Nicki had the best verse.
And I said Lil Wayne had the best verse in Seeing Green. Like, I'm a badonkey, don't. Like, what? Wayne just now. I put Wayne second. I put Nicki. I put Nick first, Wayne second. And then Drake is third again. But yeah, honestly, it was kind of hard. I'm not going to lie to you. We had to like re-listen to them. Yeah, we listened to the action. We listened to the song literally. And we like was like, nah, I'm sorry. Nicki ate that. What? Drake ate that? Like, that's what we
I'm not saying Drake didn't eat and only I enjoyed the verse. But I just felt like Nicki, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late.
Like, dinner with my man on the G5 is my idea of a update.
Hut one, hut two, big titties, big butt. I'm sorry, y'all can't. It just,
you gonna make me want to finish first. Don't do it.
It hits so damn hard.
It can't deal.
But yeah, I feel like that's interesting. So I want y'all to like leave a little comment or DM us. Let us know who had the best verse in y'all's opinions on these as well, because I'm curious to see what y'all think. But we'll go ahead and get into our next subject. So we decided we was gonna pick our top three goofy celebrities. And when I say goofy, I mean dumb. Like, bitches are goofy. They're doing weird shit. They fucked up about a nigga or fucked up about a bitch. They just move odd and it doesn't make sense. And it's like embarrassing. Like, you kind of cringe when you see them, when you see their name in the headlines for things. So my first one, I'll go ahead, since I want to touch on it in case y'all didn't know what was going on, is Summer Walker. I feel like she's just real goofy. She's goofy about Lil Meech. I can't be fucked up by a nigga with Lil in his name. I refuse. I'm a bit dog. I can't have that. That's ridiculous. Start there. Then, like we said, she was acting goofy about London, like the way she used to like go to war against both his baby moms back in the day. And oh, how are you gonna do it? And like they would go back and forth on Instagram for hours.
She said how he's supposed to be with his kids and you don't let him, thinking this shit bigger than me, but this shit bigger to me and you alone.
Listen, too much to deal with.
I love Summer music, but she deserved that goofy title.
She be fucked up about people and it be weird. Like, after the first, like, I feel like I've only had one relationship like that, and that happened. Cool. I was goofy. I was younger than her, but I learned from it, and that was it. This is now a pattern. This is now a behavior.
Right.
So I had to give it to her. I'm sorry. Love your music, though. I'm expecting this new album Against Meech will be beautiful. Who you got?
I put Miss Ella Banks herself.
I knew you were going to say that.
Girl, I do not care for her. She, first of all, my thing is, she puts things out there that we do not ask for. I promise you, we're not asking for it. We're not asking you that. We don't care that you're not being seen and you don't feel seen. Take that up with A Boogie. And my thing is, who out here wants A Boogie but you?
Didn't she just do a diss track about him? Yes, and she
will be right back in his face. They probably literally in the same house. I'm sick of it, Ella. She is so annoying to me. Like, she, and then get mad at us. Then at one time she was like, "Oh, I was speaking for y'all. You ain't saying shit for us because we ain't asking."
Right.
So you be diddy diddy dum dum right over there by yourself. So she deserves the goofy title.
That's the title of this episode: Diddy Diddy Dum Dum. My second one I have is Stewie, aka Blueface Baby Mama, Jaden. I feel like she's just goofy as hell. Like,
she is goofy. It's
plainly obvious that he really only fucks with you when he's mad at Krishan. And you be eating it up every time. You know what I'm saying? It's let's go to the studio. Let's go out and but when he literally only does it when he's not with Krishan. When he's pissed at her.
Literally.
He's throwing shade.
Now that.
Then
when they performed, where were you with the kids?
They was out before that. Remember, they went to the club together. Now he's posted up with Krishan again. They hugged up. Like, once he got out of jail, that's when Krishan ran back to him. I ain't seen him with Jaden since then.
Child.
And it's
sad. I know he was on house arrest, maybe he got work obligations. But yeah. She is so goofy.
Ain't seen them together since then. I'ma really need her to get a hobby or a new man, because
she been going at this forever.
And that's since the thing. Like, people be defending her. They be like, they're high school sweethearts. Stand it up. So he's been dogging her out since high school. That's what I'm hearing.
That's literally.
That's how long
she been going through this since high school. She ain't been having it since high school. That's what y'all saying. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm hearing. It's crazy. Could not be me. Would not be me. You're goofy.
So, for a second on my list, I was going to give it to somebody else, but I'm going to give it to her since she's something current. I don't know if y'all know her, but the girl Zuni, who has a baby with the guy James, she gives me goofy material. And that is because this man has beaten her, physically beaten her. Like,
I think she's a singer.
Cussing her out. Oh, she sings too?
I thought she was in like a group. Is she not?
I know she got a sister.
Yeah, I thought they were
I don't know. Dancers. I don't know her like that. Basically, I'll find a picture and I'll do like that. But, she just give goofy behavior because her baby daddy, who she claims she don't want, but going off on every girl but him, going off on everybody but him. I just don't understand. Recently, she went off on Asian Doll, and she ain't say nothing about Sky, but she did say something about Asian Doll. And it's like, why are you worried about who he talked to if he did you so bad and he don't even take care of y'all kid that y'all have together? I'm so confused. Stop putting the energy towards the female. Please stop. Just put it towards who you want to be with, because you're being a goofy over him. So you got to be a goofy. You know what we should do? We should do goofy of the week. That would be good. Like donkey of the day.
We'll do that.
Goofy of the week. Because a lot of people deserve being a goofy.
She's taking on my list. Sorry, I'm looking that girl up. Znu.
Yeah, Znuie.
My last one I have, just because I didn't want it to be only females, because niggas be goofies too. Is DDG.
Oh, okay, I put a male. Okay.
I said DDG. He's jealous of his girlfriend.
It shows.
He's jealous of his girlfriend. He misses his ex. He be crying about it on TV, on his YouTube.
That he don't know what real.
He likes that toxic. That's goofy to me. That's what he enjoys. He literally his song, new song, something about worst mistake he ever made was fall in love with a famous bitch. Why are you talking about? I would have slapped the shit out of him.
No, for real. And then you're
Allie's an Aries. I'm gonna need you to get it together, baby. You're make fire signs. Come on now.
That was so disrespectful, first off. And DDG is just
She is a singer.
Ugh. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's in a group, was in a group with her sister, Sarati. I used to see them on like Instagram back in the day. I didn't really know their music, but I would just see like their faces and like they dance and stuff. Sarati. Yeah. Sorry, Zuni is a singer. Okay. But yeah, DDG is goofy as hell. He's corny. He's clout chaser. And yeah, he's jealous of his girlfriend. Niggas really be jealous of women. I've personally had it happen to me at least 2 to 3 times in the past year and a half or so. So it's very real. They be wanting to be the
very
princess.
Very real. AKA Blueface and Krishan. It's very real.
They be wanting to be the princess so damn bad.
They do. I hate that for them. So since we taking it to the man's side, well, I'm going to go ahead and just put who I was originally going to put since we already gave her too much smoke today. Alicia, I'm pretty sure you'll think of somebody in your head that we gave a lot of smoke to. But who I had on my list, and I'm sorry that I have to give this to you. This kind of hurt my heart because I don't want you to be like this. But Ja Morant, he is giving goofy. He's giving goofy because why are goofy. You messing up this NBA? Why are you messing up this NBA contract doing goofy stuff? And then the other day you gonna post with a lighter as a gun.
Lighter,
you got the 25 games. They're not turning back. It's over. Stop trying to prove you're making it look worse on yourself. And I hate that I'm doing this to you because my son love you. But you acting like a goofy. You trying to be in these streets too much. That could be you. That could really be you, but literally, I know it's more hood people in the NBA than you that's not in the hood like that. Like, you.
Yeah, he didn't grow up in the hood. Like, he's not.
Literally. He did not.
It be them niggas that are not hood. They be wanting to be from the trenches so bad. And it's like, for what?
I hate it.
Niggas don't want to be here.
It don't even come off genuine. Like, I used to draw amazing basketball player. But you acting like a goofy IL.
Yeah, I agree. But
so yeah, that was good. That was fun.
That was a good little topic. We'll definitely do that again. See who's goofy of the week.
Yeah, and y'all say who y'all think is y'all goofy.
Exactly. So our next topic, we're going to go ahead and talk about who we think are some underrated celebrities or our favorite underrated celebrities, whatever. The first one I have on here, I feel like we probably both have this, or at least one of the two that I put on here because we've talked about them recently. One of them is Dochi. Dochi's from our city, and she is a rapper, singer, like artist. If you know a song, What It Is, Persuasive, that's her. She's had like several songs go kind of viral on TikTok. I just think she really gives, like, and I said this before, she gives like Doja Cat, but more rap heavy. I would say Doja is a singer who raps. I would say Dochi is a rapper who sings. And then Dochi's just a little blacker, just personality wise and essence wise, not
black
like
all the way. All the way.
But I think she's super talented, and I really hope that she blows up. You look up like her live performances, like Breath Control. She could do the steps. She'd be having the looks. Like, it really be all around, an all around performer. She could freestyle, all the things we look for in a superstar. So I hope that she gets that.
I feel that one.
She's a barb.
She is. the first one I put on my list, she's an actress and I freaking adore her. I put Regina Hall. I feel like she's really
kind of underrated.
I do feel like that in some, and
I guess I see what you mean
as far as like, yeah, like we love her. Like, yeah, she did do the Oscars, you know, things like that. Like, I feel like she's more of a, they know her name, but I don't really feel like they don't know too much of her work, if that makes sense.
Right, and that's typecasted.
Right. She always so to I be feel the like we person. Know her movies, we know what she in, but like the world, they know her as Regina Hall, because you know she's definitely a known name.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's underrated kind of work wise. At least with Taraji, they can see her from Benjamin Button. They know her from Hidden Figures. You know, she has those movies.
She has more of a range. Right. Whereas Regina Hall is typecasted more into that funny character, that funny category. And so she doesn't get a lot of like other stuff. So people wouldn't know that she is that talented.
Right.
Okay. I got you. I agree. Well, I put all musicians on mine. So my next one is Victoria Monet.
Okay, yes,
she's real good. She's a songwriter, singer, dancer. She can, same thing, dancer. She be killing it. Her songs are, her music is always super like unique. It's really not like all her songs, like it's not something you've heard before. Even if it's a sampled song, it's not anything like
out
I don't
the
put
ordinary.
Into a box. Yeah, it's not, it's very out of the ordinary in a good way. Like you like, oh, it's just gonna give you a vibe without being repetitive or without being like anything else you're hearing on the radio, you know what I'm saying? She's written for like Ariana and like a whole bunch of people. And same thing, her mic is on, she's dancing, she's singing, the whole nine. She's giving a show. She can do all kinds of genres. So I think she is gonna hopefully blow up.
Yeah. So the second on my list, we haven't been talking about her on the pod today, but me and Alicia was talking about her earlier, is Flo Milli.
I knew and it. She's my third.
I love me some Flo. Well, maybe I should do my third one. Now. Okay, but yeah, Flo Milli. I really like, just adore her. Like she really be talking her shit. Like she just really is that girl. I really feel like she been putting in the work. She been going viral. She been should have been excelling more than what she is now, even though she's doing good now, but I feel like she should definitely
she's
be
getting
on
some good opportunities, but she definitely should be blown up. Same person, same thing. She's gone viral on TikTok more than once. She's done a lot of like little things, like big things, but little things. So she's done things for MTV. She's done things, you know, for different awards and stuff like that. Helped been like, you know, I don't know if she was a headliner, but definitely like one of the big names on festival lineups and stuff like that. But definitely not seeing the success of Ice Spice or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was my third one. So go ahead and to your last.
Okay, so my last one is Tink, and I freaking love some Tink. I really feel like, like, I feel like some blog pages be trying to, like, show her the love, but, like, billboard-wise and, like, chart-wise, she don't be... I don't know if she do, but I don't never see, like, oh, Tink is on the charts or anything, but Tink is, like, really that girl. And she once said she really feel like Timbaland kind of, like, messed it up for her for a long time because he compared her to Aaliyah. And that was like so long ago, but that back then I wasn't really into Tink. I didn't really fully get into her until like later on down the line. But Tink is that girl, and she literally sold out. She was on tour and she sold out every single show that she did. So Tink is definitely that girl.
Shout out to her. But yeah, that's gonna wrap up that little segment. Lastly, we said we were going to do a little bit of a life update. I feel like we don't really talk about ourselves too much on here. So let's just chat a little bit, talk about our week or whatever. How are things, friend?
So my week has been good. I'm alive, so that's a great start. But I have to be up at 6:50 in the morning. Well, by the time y'all see this, I will have to be up at 6:50 in the morning, because y'all gonna watch this on a Sunday and I work Monday through Friday. But I've really been chilling. Just, I cleaned up today. Not really. I folded laundry. That was a big step for me. Pat on the back for me. I did it all. My son ended up staying home from summer camp. I have a son, JJ, 7. And yeah, I hope this week goes by pretty quick, because I'm ready to get this work week over with. I'm just ready to get paid again, to be honest.
My week just started. I work Tuesday through Saturday. So
I miss having Mondays off. I'm not going to lie. These Mondays are dreading me. And I'm 6:50 to 3:50, so I'm out of there pretty quick. But that getting up, let me tell you something, it ain't for the week. It ain't.
She literally was off work for hours talking about some, she needs time to rest before we record the podcast. I don't get off till 9 o'clock. We was talking at like 5. I literally almost hung up that phone because I could not deal with her. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? I wish I got a, I really just hate my shift. I feel like I wouldn't mind the 2 days if I had an opening shift like I used to have. Where I didn't have, it wasn't an opener, but it was a mid, like an early day shift. But now I'm a closer, so that is like the worst thing in the world. I absolutely hate it. I can't remember the last time I've closed. I don't think I've ever closed, actually. That's not true. When I worked at Progressive.
That is not true.
Those couple of months. When else was I a closer?
Circle K.
That don't count. And technically, I wasn't a closer because it was open 24 hours. But,
But did you like your late shift there?
At Progressive?
No. Circle K.
I actually didn't mind it. It was... After like 7-8 o'clock, it was pretty much dead. The regulars would be in there, they would give me money, so those are good times. No, there would be like, you know, old men be in there, buy lottery tickets, they'll sit there and play scratch offs for like 30 minutes and, you know, give me $10 and go home.
I don't never be winning nothing off from scratch.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. They will literally, like, they'll come in with $100. They'll literally play it and play it and play it and play it and play it until they get tired or
it's really addictive.
Hit their limit. And then, like, however much they end up winning, they'll break me off, go home. So that's what I used to do my laundry with, because I'd always have cash because they would give me cash every day. But yeah, I didn't hate it. But I hate this closing shift. It's, I don't know. I think I'm just now used to being
home. Working in the day.
Oh. Yeah, working in the day. My week has been interesting. Y'all, I finally became an adult again. Got my car registered within my state and my driver's license renewed, because I've been driving with a suspended license and a suspended license plate for 2 years. So that was fun. Spent hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. Love that for me. And literally when I didn't tell you this, but I forgot. But when I was coming home from old boy's house and I was getting off the highway, like a state trooper jumped behind me in the way. I was like, oh wait, I'm good. I don't gotta do no crazy nonsense. Like,
it felt good.
It felt great. I was like, okay, I would have been scared.
And them state troopers.
Low key, the state troopers here don't be bothering me. I rode one time, I was coming from Diddy House, and there was a state trooper coming behind me the entire way home before my stuff. The entire way. So the entire 20 minutes from his town to mine. And I didn't realize it was a state trooper for real. Mm-hmm. He was just like, he lives like off, like, you know, in back roads. So the whole way to the highway is only like one lane or whatever, and then onto the highway. And then he wasn't like behind me on the highway, but we got off on the same exit. So off onto there, and then he clearly wasn't paying me no mind. I didn't even know for sure that it was a cop until we were off the highway. Cause then we were like next to each other again. I was like, oh, I was on the phone. I was like, bro, that was a cop. I'm like, well, well, I'm home now.
They will stay behind you, because I remember when I was with my friends and we were on the way to Miami, and there was a state trooper behind her for like a little hot little minute, and she like, and then he started flashing her lights like to go fast, and she like, no bitch, I'm not going faster. You don't have to go around me.
It's a setup.
So he ended up going behind around, but yeah, that's what you're gonna have to do, because at this point you're just bothering us for no reason. Like, just go around.
Yeah.
But
that was fun. I felt like I saw the blackening, y'all. Y'all should see it. It was real funny. I enjoyed it. It was not scary, and I don't watch any scary movies at all, so I was hella nervous. Not hella nervous, but I was a little bit nervous going to see it. But it wasn't scary. I literally like one time, because it just like, I startle easily, so like something popped up that like scared me. But other than that, it was funny. So check it out. Support Black people, you know, Negroes Unite, all that cool stuff. What else? I feel like I'm proud of myself for being, what's the word I should use, friend?
I don't know what you're gonna say.
For my Monday activities and keeping it cute.
You should feel like Olivia Pope.
How?
You should feel like Olivia Pope because he seen what he could have, but you didn't let him get it.
Period.
Period.
Shout out to Alicia for keeping him closed. Olivia would not have done that, by the way. She was getting in any closet she could. Stop playing. Fitz, Jake, that black man that one time.
I love Jake. I'm sorry. I was so team. If y'all would watch Scandal, please let me know if y'all was team Fitz or team
Jake. Completely.
I was definitely team Jake.
Every time she stopped dealing with Jake to deal with Fitz, white man, free her from the shackles. Jake is white too, but not white.
When Jake told her, so nice for standing in the sun with you. Like,
they were just so
Olivia,
cute.
He just wanted to be happy. I hated how, let me just say, Shonda Rhimes, I hated how Scandal ended. I did not like that Jake had to spend the rest of his life in prison for something that Cyrus did. Because Cyrus Bean killed Rosen. Rosen held on to the last episode, too. Well, the second to the last, I think. No, there was a finale, I think.
I think it was the last one.
Yeah, and it was I forgot what happened with Melly.
Jake was just he died in Grey's Anatomy too, because she had him in that. He was just out here getting killed off of all of her shows.
But I love Jake. I love him.
Shout out to him. Yeah. That's gonna wrap up this episode, y'all. Want to thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. Be sure to talk to us. We talk back. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram. I don't know, friend. Be sure to
subscribe, share,
rate the podcast if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I don't know if the other ones have one. I think Amazon Music has one too, but I don't quote me. Yeah, share it with your friends, share it with your mama, share it with your baby mama, and we will see y'all next week. Anything else you want to say, friend?
No, it is 12:20 in the morning our time.
I wonder why we're up so late, y'all.
I hope y'all have a good week. Subscribe, like, y'all, because we're gonna get bigger and better, and we really enjoy doing this. Like, we just literally we talk every day. Like, let's,
I talked this whole all day. We were literally on the phone for like 4 hours, and it wasn't that long, but like two.
Yeah, we literally be on the phone and then hang up.
We'll be talking just like this, and then do the podcast, hang up, talk on the pod for a little bit, like
literally.
literally.
So, yeah.
So, y'all, we're just bringing y'all into our conversations because they're just that good. And we know y'all just love it. But anyway.
Stay messy.